It's November the 1st. I've washed my hands. I've cleaned my teeth. It could only be one thing. This is Napod Pomo for 2011, day one. So yes, it would appear as though I'm mad as a brush for attempting Napod Pomo for a second year running, but I had so much fun doing it last year, I really wanted to do it again. Now, those of you who listen to the podcast and listen to episode 183 that we released over this weekend just past will probably be thinking, ooh, there's the beard thing as well, isn't there? Well, sadly not. Since we recorded the last episode when I said that I would be embarking on the Movember project, that is no longer happening. For personal reasons, I'm not going to go into them, but it's not going to happen. So this is just about Napod Pomo, or as it's otherwise known, the 30-day podcast experiment. Apparently the person that came up with the idea of Napod Pomo had a bit of a set to with somebody else who was trying to use the name in the form of a network, and as a result the chap that used it the second time has changed his project to the 30-day podcast experiment, which I think is sad, because you know it is a concept, it is a name that is kind of in general usage within the within the whole podcasting community. So for somebody to say you can't use it because I've got it, I don't know, it just sounds a bit sad and unfortunate. But let's get past that. It doesn't matter what it's called. It is a podcasting one episode per day for the space of an entire month, and this is going to be my effort. Right, I've got some notes here somewhere. Yes, why am I doing this? Well, as I said, I had so much fun doing this last year, I decided I want to do it again. Now, when I did this last year, it was kind of a prescribed format. You'd get a theme tune, you'd get me talking for a bit, I'd promote a podcast, and I'd play a piece of music. Now, this year, the format's going to be pretty much the same, but I'm not going to stick to it. If I don't have a piece of music I particularly want to play, or I don't have a podcast that I want to promote, I won't. If I have nothing to say, I won't. I'll just let it flow as it comes. Now, last year, I was experimenting with timings as to when I was actually going to record the episode, whether I do it first thing in the morning or whether I do it last thing at night the night before. As it stands, it's actually Halloween. It is 9:05 on the 31st of October is when I'm actually recording this, but I'm not going to release this until tomorrow morning. And in fact, it was only a quarter of an hour ago that we had a knock at the door, and it was trick-or-treaters. 8:50 in the evening. Isn't that just a little bit late, do you think? I don't know. So I want to make sure my headphones aren't too loud, actually, otherwise, just in case somebody does decide to knock on the door. And I'm in here with music in my ear. So there we go. That's pretty much going to be it. I do want to mention the Dumbed Down Life, because they released a new episode for the first time since May. I think this was episode 109 that's just come out, which was kind of a recap of some old some old favourite music they'd played, but also as kind of getting themselves back into the swing of podcasting in preparation for Napod Pomo, which I think is great news. So if you want to hear their latest episode and also their Napod Pomo series, then you can reach them at dumbeddownlife.com. Right, if you want to send any feedback to me, if you want to have any requests for music, or you have any requests, if you want to ask a question, if you ask me a question, I'd be happy to answer that question in one of the upcoming Napod Pomo shows. So, you know, please feel free. I'm going to play a piece of music, and then that will be the end of the show. But before I do, I just want to point out that the theme music and bedding that you're listening to at the moment is one of my favourite instrumental tracks from earlier on this year that we played on the show. The track is called Life's Things. It's by a group called Mind Things. You can reach them at mindthings.net. And this track has been released under Creative Commons. so I am permitted to use it. Although I'm going to write there an email and say, hey guys, I'm using your track because I love it so much. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. And rather than faffing around with a different theme every day, we're going to use the same theme and bedding music each day. So hopefully you're not going to get too bored with it. I think it's a lovely piece of music personally. It does kind of remind me a bit of Duran Duran's Save a Prayer in places, but hey-ho, maybe that's just me. Anyway, the piece of music I want to play today is a refind that we played on the podcast 4 weeks ago. It's by a group called One Side, and we had actually played it two years previous, but I hadn't realised, I'd forgotten. And I'd heard it played on CC Hits as well as Tux Jam, and I thought to myself, do you know what, I'm going to play this on the show. And it wasn't till after I played it I'd realised that we played it before. So there you go, this track is called Into the Night. You can find One Side at myspace.com/oneside. This is also a track which is released under Creative Commons, and there will be links in the show notes at thebugcast.org/category/napodpomo. Gonna have to come up with something a bit better than that. But if you go to the Bugcast website at thebugcast.org, you'll either see the most recent full Bugcast show or the most recent Nap on Pomo. So all the details will be in the show notes to have a look at your leisure. So with that, I shall leave you with One Side Into the Night, and I'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.
That are not there, content in your 100-yard stare, waiting for the setting of the sun.